The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 19 of December, 2018. Let me see. Any news worth reporting today? Geez, I don't know. It's been kind of a slow news day. Here's one. U.S. military preparing for full withdrawal of its forces from Syria. Wait a minute. That's got to be fake news. Before I get into this, I had to tune in to the great one, the great Mark Levin, Jewish New York attorney, self-described constitutionalist writer, and a big supporter of Donald Trump. Well, on his show today, he says, I've got to tell you something that I just don't believe. I just don't believe it. Of course, he was referring to Donald Trump ordering the Pentagon, make plans, get these guys out of there now. And he hit all the buttons in his little... And it wasn't the over-the-top, Mark Levin, I'm in it! No, it wasn't that. It was metered. It was deliberate. He made sure to tell the audience that, you know, the pink alternative right out there thinks the alternative media, excuse me, he said, oh, pink alternative media. I don't know. Do we look pink here, Mikey? I don't think so. But he says, they think I'm a neocon. No, we don't think you're a neocon. We know you're a neocon. Get it right, dude. We know that you're a neocon. And then when he just couldn't believe it. He says, I'm not a neocon. He says, I subscribe to Reagan foreign policy. Reagan foreign policy. Let me see, under Reagan, didn't we do the guns for drugs thing down in Nicaragua? Yeah, we did that. Mm-hmm. So what kind of foreign policy are we talking about here? Well, he just doesn't. And then, of course, not being a neocon, he launches into the neocon talking points, which is very difficult to do if you're Mark Levin and not a neocon, to become a neocon and pick up their points. You're required as a listener to either be stupid or to have a very short memory. And, of course, that led way into, oh, geez, I just don't know why the president's doing this. And then it went into Iran, the biggest sponsor of terrorism around the world. You see, this is the last state on the list of the seven to be destroyed. But there's now a piece missing. There is a rung missing on that ladder to the top of Armageddon. And Mark Levin doesn't know why Trump did it. Well, I think I remember Donald Trump saying back in 2016 that he wanted to get the hell out of the Middle East. And everybody agreed with him. Well, not everybody. So what are neocons like Mark Levin going to do now? Well, he got into the Iran thing. Well, you know, they're building these long-range missiles, and they'll put atomic weapons on, and of course they'll attack Israel. Yeah, no, that's not neocon at all. Forget the fact that Israel has 400 nuclear weapons. Yeah. Like the Iranians are going to build a few missiles, put a few atomic weapons on the top of those missiles, and launch them at Israel. Yeah. Do you actually, I mean, let's not go to the surreal. Let's get real here. Does the Iranian government want to commit suicide of itself and its people? I don't think so. But that would be the prescription to launch a few nuclear weapons at Israel. Because the retaliatory strike from Israel would be decimating. They would wipe them off the face of the map. Now, everybody seems to know that except Mark Levin. And, of course, the neocons know that, but they're not going to talk about that. That's not one of their talking points. And I'm kind of shocked that the New York Times picked up this story. And, wow. Move throws campaign against Islamic State into question. Pullout sparks concerns from the White House to the State Department to the Pentagon. Youssef and Nissenbaum, Dion Nissenbaum and Nancy Youssef, contributed to this story. The U.S. military is preparing a rapid withdrawal of forces excuse me, from Syria, administration officials said Wednesday, a move that marks an abrupt reversal of America's strategy in the Middle East. As America's four-year-old military campaign against the Islamic State draws to a close, President Trump has ordered a speedy exit of about 2,000 American forces in Syria that one U.S. official said could unfold over the next 30 days. American officials began informing partners in northeastern Syria on Wednesday of their plans, according to people briefed on the planning. Now, remember what Trump said? He said, I'm not going to announce any moves the United States is going to make ahead of time because, you know, of national security. Well, evidently he's serious about this in Syria. Because he told them what we're going to be doing. The Pentagon has an order to move troops out of Syria as quickly as possible, the U.S. official said. The withdrawal plan drew concerns from the White House and Capitol Hill to the State Department and throughout the U.S. military. Three U.S. officials said they're concerned. The decision will have widespread consequences for American policy in the Middle East. God, I hope so. Where the Trump administration has been working to defeat ISIS, contain Iran, and expansionist ambitions to counter Russia's influence in Syria, where Moscow has a vital Navy base. Now, if you remember, let me stop and digress here for a second. If you remember the stories, I remember reading a story last week that came from supposedly some U.S. government official that, in fact, we're going to leave bases in Syria. There are competing headlines out there coming from the different camps. And you have got to pay attention to that and then watch what happens after the statements are made. You know, one contends, no, we're never leaving Syria. No, we can't leave Syria. No, we can't leave a place where we weren't invited into in the first place. And I think the president of Syria, Bashar al-Assad, I think he's been quite congenial about the whole thing. No, the real reason, in fact, is the United States didn't defeat ISIS because we were busy shoring them up in Syria. Because you see, ladies and gentlemen, the past foreign policy is, poof, we want Syria gone. Or at least the people in charge of the government that the Syrian people actually had voted for. You know, it kind of sounds kind of mirror that to the United States. Isn't there a bunch of people that want to see Trump gone? I'm sure he can empathize with that. I would if I were him. But here is, and I want to hear the anti-Trumpers. You know, people go, oh, Trump's done nothing. It was what he said he was going to do. Well, wait a minute. If we have not been paying attention, he's been attempting to build the damn wall with much resistance from behind. He said back in 2016, I want to get the hell out of the Middle East. Yeah, after 18 years, nobody's really defined the ongoing rolling mission of dead people and trillions spent. Yeah, I think it's time we get our hat and leave. Shock of all shocks. Mark Levin doesn't understand. He was a supporter of Trump. Well, stop the presses, folks. The U.S. has long stated it would remain in Syria until Islamic State was defeated and local forces could prevent a new rise of extremist forces and to press Iran to withdraw all of its military forces from the country. You know what? Maybe now they will. Because guess why Iran was there? They were in support of Bashar al-Assad. And they did not want to see because they saw the writing on the wall, or at least they saw the list of the 7 countries to be destroyed. And they knew that they were on that list. And by simple deduction, let me see, we had all these countries before, and Syria, and then Iran. Uh-oh, U.S. is getting out of Syria. So where does that leave Iran? In question, that's where it leaves it. So, while those objectives have not been met, Mr. Trump declared to end the fight against Islamic State or ISIS in a tweet on Wednesday. This is what he wrote. He says, "We have defeated ISIS in Syria. My only reason for being there during the Trump presidency." Wow. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Trump's press secretary, said, "The U.S. has started returning U.S. troops home as we transition to the next phase of the campaign." Neither the White House nor the Pentagon offered any details of the withdrawal. The abrupt decision drew immediate condemnation from Republican and Democratic lawmakers in Washington, who urged Mr. Trump to reconsider. Now notice, until something like this is done, they're pretty silent on what the real objectives are and what the real foreign policy is and how many dead are acceptable and how much money do we want to keep throwing in this dark hole? But they're condemning it. Hey, have you guys in Washington, have you considered doing town hall? And I'm talking about all 500 and the whole lot of you. Why don't you go out to your respective districts? Why don't you sit down and have a town hall meeting and talk to people? Now, I'm not going to suggest that that environment would be non-contentious. It might be at times even heated. And it probably wouldn't be like the town hall meetings where the politicians went out to the electorate to explain to them the virtues of Obamacare. They were ready. People were ready for blood. I mean, they were pissed. But this time around, why don't the creatures from the swamp venture forth into the towns and cities of the United States? Why don't you guys sit down and have a talk with the people? You know, less volatile, not as angry. Let's talk about some things. But that would be an indicator that they were true representatives of the people and not their agenda and their backers and the real power behind the thrones in Washington, D.C. A zero-sum game, I guess you could say, for the politicians. They want to stay in their state of ignorance. I can't imagine why any politician in Washington, D.C. wouldn't want to be talking to its constituency. Maybe because their constituency has something else on their mind than what their representatives are doing and saying, maybe. I don't know. Just positing a question there. Withdrawal of the small American force in Syria would be a huge Obama-like mistake. Any guesses where that statement came from? Let me give you a hint. South Carolina. The guy with no Adam's apple. Yeah, that's him. Senator Lindsey Graham, who wrote on Twitter, "A decision to withdraw would also be viewed as a boost to ISIS' desire to come back." A senior White House official, however, appeared to contradict Mr. Trump's plan, saying U.S. forces would remain in Syria until the fight against Islamic State is over. Well, you better check with your boss, because your boss just said something else, and he just gave the Pentagon some orders. You see the conflict. a lot of the problems that Trump is having is the Obama era leftovers. And Trump being a neophyte politician, trust me, folks, not everybody was right walking around the White House with tags on their lapels going, I'm a good guy or I'm on the other side. They weren't identifying themselves. Hell, it was a big surprise to Trump to see Comey and Mueller do what they did, because there was no Russia collusion, but look what they've done. This guy, you know, this guy had to be reeling in shock at any given day. U.S. forces will continue to fight against ISIS, the senior official told the Wall Street Journal, and added that U.S. would continue to press Iran. We will continue to use tools of national power, including economic sanctions and diplomatic pressure, as a leverage to press for the withdrawal of Iranian-backed forces. Iran knows the U.S. stands ready to reengage at all levels to defend American interests, which are never spelled out, by the way. What are these American interests? See, these terms are thrown around, and there's never any embellishment or never any backstory. It's just a tagline that's thrown out there with no explanation. American interest? What interest? Somebody explain that to me. You people that are touting this line, please, for God's sakes, one of you airhead reporters out there, why don't you just be dumb enough to ask the question, could you give us a list of what the American interests are? Maybe we can whittle this thing down to we can force the politicians to admit that this is a no-neck or palms-up situation. I don't know. I don't know. The apparent contradiction appeared to owe to what a third U.S. official said were conflicting interests within the administration between those pushing to keep U.S. forces in Syria indefinitely to counter Iranian aggression versus, oh, now it's Iranian aggression. How is it Iranian aggression in Syria? The Iranians were concerned about one thing. We don't want to see Syria fall because we know we'd be the next. And by the way, this nuclear deal that Obama did, yeah, I'm going to maybe one day regret saying, no, I won't, because it's the truth. It wasn't such a bad deal. Basically, the treaty was, do not develop nuclear weapons. And they said, okay. By saying that, inspectors were in there. Inspectors have been all over that country. Guess what? Nobody has turned up. That's right, them continuing to work on nuclear weapons. And no, I don't think the Russians are going to slip the Iranians a few nuclear weapons, you know, under the carpet to them here. No. Because that is not in Russia's best interest or anybody's best interest to start to see hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, cooked to a medium rare status in the Middle East. Don't think that's going to happen. And we can always, you know, Iran knows the U.S. stands ready to reengage at all levels to defend American interests. Okay. If we pull out of Syria and, well, there's a reason for us to go back. What, did we all of a sudden develop Velcro on our butts? We're stuck someplace and we can't move? Rapid deployment forces, they can move rather quickly around the globe. Still, Mr. Trump generated immediate alarm around the world, especially in northern Syria, where American Kurdish partners would lose crucial backing at a time when Turkey is threatening an attack. Yeah, America's Kurdish partners. These are the people that are supposedly the Syrian Defense Forces, which we know weren't part of Syria's plan to defeat ISIS. See, this was the contingent in there that was exacerbating and continuing this conflict inside Syria that's been going on, folks, for about 5 years and has been about 500,000 people dead. 500,000 human beings no longer of this earth because somebody can't get their foreign policies right. Wow. But I guess those are acceptable losses to those that love death.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
If anybody's taking note, I'm enjoying the hell out of myself right now, talking about Trump pulling forces out of Syria. If you've noticed, there's a little bit of pressure on Saudi Arabia to quit killing Yemenis. That was another country. Yemen was another country on the list. Now, what's odd about this is I've heard nothing from Benjamin Netanyahu. Maybe he's got his own problems over there for crimes he's committed in Israel. They're not digging the Knesset party too much anymore. And, Mr. Netanyahu, for his expanded state of Israel, looks like the plans are blowing up right in this guy's face. Huh. What a tragedy. Now, here we go with Israel. The decision could also have a major impact on Israel's actions in Syria. Let me just stop right there. The Russians are in Syria. What do you think that Israel is going to do to Syria that the Russians wouldn't turn around and do to the Israelis? I'm just throwing it out there. Where it has carried out hundreds of strikes against Iranian targets. Well, that wasn't talked about in the media. We just caught wind of a few strikes, little incursions over the Syrian border to hit a few targets, and no big deal was made out of. But not now. They carried out hundreds. How do you do that if you don't declare war on a country? Oh, I guess they got their tip from the United States. We don't declare war. We just claim national interest and go blow the hell out of anything we want to. Israeli officials see America's presence in Syria as a key deterrent and say they fear the consequences if the U.S. leaves. I bet you do. I can guarantee you, you do. The U.S. has a strategic base in southern Syria that has served as an informal bulwark against Iran's efforts to create a land route for weapons from Iran to Lebanon, where Tehran's Hezbollah allies pose a worrying threat to Israel. Israel's not worried about this. Just as they think that it's great sport and fun to shoot children, you know, protesting over there in Palestine against the Israelis, and we just take a few pot shots and blow off a few limbs for laughs and giggles. Trust me, folks, there'll come a point that Israel goes, okay, well, we're not going to engage anybody with our weak little military forces. We got nuclear weapons. You know, for all that has been said about the Israeli Defense Forces, they're not that bad. And I use that in a term that they think that they're bad, but they're really not. How did things fare during that six-day war? Oh, that's right. At any rate, the U.S. has, as I said, the strategic base in southern Syria. On Wednesday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the Trump administration had informed him of the move and reaffirmed its commitment to exert influence in the Middle East. Wow. Okay, so Benny Boy does know, but he's not really upset, or he's not letting on that he's upset. This is his quote. The American government told me that it was the president's intention to withdraw their forces from Syria and that they had other ways to express their influence in the arena. This is, of course, an American decision. We will learn its timetable, the manner of implementation, and, of course, the implementations for us. In any event, we will make sure to maintain Israel's security and protect ourselves in this arena. That seems kind of blasé, doesn't it? Seems kind of vanilla. The U.S. move follows a call last week between Mr. Trump and Turkish President Erdogan, who has steadfastly opposed the American partnership with the Kurdish forces in Syria, and then he views as a terrorist force intent on destabilizing Turkey. Well, it just may be. By the way, Mr. Erdogan, Turkey wasn't on the list of seven, so I don't think you have much to worry about there. You do have a screwed-up country. I will give you that. Now, Mr. Erdogan has threatened to launch an assault on America's Kurdish partners in Syria. The U.S. has relied on the Kurdish forces as the most effective fighting force in Syria. And now here is the Mac Daddy of lies of this story. Let me read this slowly so you get it in its entirety. Mr. Erdogan has threatened to launch an assault on America's Kurdish partners in Syria. The U.S. has relied on the Kurdish forces as the most effective fighting force in Syria against the Islamic State, which has been pushed to the brink of defeat. Nowhere in this New York Times story does it give credit to the Russians and what they have been doing there. The reason why these people have been minimized and are slated for extinction like the dodo bird is because of Bashar al-Assad's forces and, of course, the Russian military. It's like we're living in a vacuum that nobody in the mainstream media picked up that, we're funding and training and looks like we might be backing the wrong guys. Have you heard anybody on the media say that? And meantime, Mr. Erdogan is being painted as an absolute lunatic that himself has to be out of power. How about we just be out of the Middle East and let these people to their own devices? We don't even need their damn oil anymore. Has anybody noticed? And we certainly don't need Israel. Has anybody noticed that?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
News of the move came hours after the State Department cleared the way for Turkey to buy $3.5 billion in American Patriot missile defense systems. Some analysts see the proposed sale as the enticement of Ankara to back off its plans to purchase a Russian S-400 air defense system. Yeah, God. You know, you got the gist of this New York Times article here. So how is that going to fly in the anti-Trump heads out there? I don't know. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy.
Hey, John. Good to talk to you. No, I mean, when do you really think this entire thing failed? I kind of think it failed right after they signed into law in 1791. The Bill of Rights.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just talking about Trump's removal of troops in Syria, and then we're on to when did all this fail?
Well, but I was just going there to say that we came up to this point. So a question to you would be, where do you think it all fell? But where I was going with this is that, no, the removal of all these troops and stuff, fine and dandy, but there's a crime there in the fact that they were even there in the first place. Okay, so how did we even get there in the first place? Nobody, these people are just walking over the laws and the rules of law, and you and I are getting nailed for all these little things and stuff. So there's got to be somebody responsible for those troops being there. It wasn't Donald Trump. They were there before he got there.
Okay, so, well, I mean, history and timeline, you can read up on all of that and all the statements if you want to dive down that rabbit hole as to actually how we got in the Middle East in the first place and set about killing millions of people. You know, you're asking a rhetorical question.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. We know there's total corruption of the government and whatnot.
Yes.
And the thing is that we, the people, thanks to their indoctrination, which is, that's really where it's at, John. They totally indoctrinated us to believe what they were doing was the right thing to be doing all the time. And none of us were paying attention, give or take a few, because you've been around for a minute. So, I mean, we're in a really, really big pickle here, and it's almost like I was Rip Van Winkle. I fell asleep and then woke back up, and the world has changed. So this is crazy, John. I'll leave it at that. Thank you for your time, sir.
All right. I'm not quite sure I understood the intent of that call, but be that as it may. You know, we jumped right into 1791, and I guess we were going to go down history's past with this country. Folks, it's called history for a reason. There are actions taken, and the seconds passed, and that becomes history. How did we, and who, and what, and where, and why? Gee, I mean, it's kind of like, the only thing that comes to my mind is like the JFK assassination. It seems like the rest of the world has caught on to this conspiracy. But there are those out there that are still seeking answers. Well, keep seeking, because the people who are responsible are all now dead and gone. Well, let's warm up here with a story that I'm sure that'll warm your heart around this Christmas time. The Free Thought Project has been one of the only sites that have continually followed the police and their actions in the streets of America. And Matagoras wrote that all charges against an innocent father were dropped for shooting a San Antonio cop after the officer was found to be the aggressor. Demonte Walker was facing a slew of charges earlier this year for shooting a San Antonio police officer. However, earlier this month, all those charges were dropped once the truth came out, and the district attorney found that Walker was justified in shooting Officer Desi Rios, who was the aggressor in the situation. The incident unfolded on May 29th, as Walker brought his wife's cousin to work at a local gentleman's club. For you and me, that's a strip club. All right. According to Walker's attorney, Charles Adams, it all began over a fit of road rage. Walker's story was a vehicle driving at a very high rate of speed. He estimated over 100 miles an hour, cut him off while he was exiting the freeway to drop his wife's cousin off for work. He was forced to swerve back into the I-10 lane, not the exit lane, then came to an almost complete stop, and then exit. He said that when he got to the light, the person that cut him off, he used the word mean mugging, but was staring at him in a rearview mirror and looking very angry. Demonte said he then signaled for his turn and pulled into the parking lot, and the vehicle pulled into his parking lot as well. He said he parked to drop off his relative, and then the off-duty officer exited the vehicle and then approached him aggressively, shouting at him. What happened after the two pulled into the parking lot of the strip club varies depending on who's telling the story. However, Walker's story is backed up by witnesses and evidence, and Rios has none of the above. According to the official police story, which led to Walker being charged with shooting a police officer, Walker was the instigator. Rios told his fellow cops that Walker shouted, "Hey, MF-er, you know you almost killed me back there," to which Rios responded, "Obviously, effing didn't because you're still here. You're effing dumb butt for pulling over. Get the F out of here." Nice words of a cop. But, hey. Rios then said that Walker pulled a gun and shot him 6 times before Rios retreated back to his car to grab his own gun. However, according to Adams, the 9/11 call made by Walker and the fact that there was no blood trail at Rios' vehicle shows pretty much that the officer was lying. Rios' position was that he had to return to his vehicle to get his firearm and that he approached DeMonte unarmed. DeMonte has always said that when he saw the officer pull his gun, he then pulled a gun and shot him, but aimed for his legs to have Rios stop being aggressive toward him. Then he got in his car and immediately called 9/11. Now, what investigators couldn't prove here that Rios went back to his car after being shot. Instead, according to Adams, the 9/11 call proves Walker defended himself from Rios, who was the aggressor, and then was shot by Rios as he called the 911 to report the shooting. During the 9/11 call, Adams says that you can hear Walker's passenger scream as he's shot and then scream again when she is shot as well. If you are the aggressor, it doesn't make sense to me that you would immediately get in your car and call the police for help. On top of the 9/11 call, the lack of blood trail, Rios was intoxicated that night as well. Walker was not. Rios had left a police banquet, admitted to drinking at least 5 mixed drinks. So let me see. We have a police officer flying down I-10, almost kills somebody, trying to exit the freeway, and then becomes very angry and belligerent, follows this guy into a parking lot, and then wants to really dress him down and get in his face. Well, he ain't going to be getting in nobody's face no more. So here was a drunk cop that was starting some crap, and a private citizen said, "No, no, you don't." Now, after this shooting, Walker was charged with not only shooting the cop, but also in the shooting of his wife's cousin, despite the fact that it was Rios who shot her. Adams explained that Walker was armed the night of the shooting because after dropping off his relative at her job, he would typically deposit money from his business as a barber at a nearby Bank of America. Well, this Walker seemed to be a business guy and he's not depositing drug money. He's depositing money. He had a weapon with him to deposit money from his business, his barber business. Okay. While it is legal in Texas to carry a firearm in one's own vehicle, Walker had also recently participated in a class to obtain his license to carry a firearm, but had not completed the process. The lawyer said he was qualified to get a firearm and had never been in any type of trouble before. After the shooting, Walker was booked on 2 charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for shooting Rios and for the injury his relative suffered in the gun battle. However, Adams said it isn't disputed that Rios was the one who accidentally shot Walker's relative, elaborating that Walker should have never been charged in connection with his relative's shooting. Now, luckily for Walker, the truth came out and the charges were dropped. However, this incident is still tragic as Rios' shots hit Walker's spinal cord, and his aspiring new father, with his entire life ahead of him, is now paralyzed. "My client's life is ruined," Adams said. "He cannot perform his job anymore. He's got a 9-month-old married. He cannot support either of them." Walker was facing life in prison after being accused of shooting the officer. Course. However, because Rios is a police officer, he won't even be fired, much less charged, for shooting an innocent father and paralyzing him. Rios received just 15 days of suspension, and we call this the land of justice in the home of the brave and the gutless, I guess. It's right there, and they will not take any action against these people. So I guess it's okay for the San Antonio Police Department to condone drunk officers driving 100 miles an hour on I-10, endangering other people, running people off the road, then going into a parking lot and, causing more drunken mayhem. I guess that's just fine with the San Antonio cops. See, and realistically, folks, what are you always told? that a criminal, if he does the crime, he's got to do the time, he's got his medicine coming, blah, 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 blah. And then you go to court, and supposedly in front of a jury of your peers, and you get convicted, and the judge makes some prophetic, profound statements as he sentenced you to whatever. But the doubt is always thrown on the persons that are charged. And even though that there's a contraindicator here that the badged ones are the ones that screwed up, nothing ever happens to them. Now, I don't know what they're afraid of here, because it would certainly ease a lot of the anxiety in the public's mind about cops doing bad things and then not having to pay the price for it, or being let off easy, if you will. Now, on the other side of the coin, this might be perceived by them that we cannot look weak in front of the public, and we have to stay united against the bad guys. But what if you understand that that bad guy, bright white and dark black, that line has been grayed out? What are they afraid of? That they fire bad cops, they might have to hire good ones? Or is the whole mentality and the mindset of the police in this country been corrupted to the point that they'll do anything, they'll say anything, they'll do anything as long as they quote-unquote, kind of like the illegals showing up at the border going, amnesty, they just have to know one word. Well, the police, all they got to do now is say, I feared for my life. Okay, well, everything's cool then. Yeah, you shot a guy in the face 94 times and you feared for your life. Okay, we get it. Yeah, you can go. You know, be back on duty next week. Standards, folks. And it's standards that were never really questioned before because we didn't have this kind of activity. Now, I know things in America, the attitudes have changed. I'm not a neophyte, and I'm certainly not stupid. But what you always hear, if somebody is wrongfully shot by the cops, they're demanding justice. And a lot of it is racially motivated. I do get that. I do understand that. But there has been many instances where it's the attitude of that police officer and his actions against a private citizen that was not deemed necessary, but they're always given a get-out-of-jail-free card. Stuff happens in America, folks, every single day. You don't have the luxury of hearing it reported. Got a break coming up here. By the way, let me slide this in here real quick. You know, guilt by association. You know, there is something to that old saying. And, you know, the highfalutin financial banking wizards of the planet sucking up to those that they know, well, in their minds are okay, but really aren't okay. UK Business Daily, the Financial Times, this is no small publication, by the way, has chosen American-Hungarian investor and philanthropist George Soros as Person of the Year for 2018. Person of the Year for his role, and this is they put it in there, for his role as the standard bearer of liberal democracy and open society. Born to a Jewish family in Hungary, the 88-year-old founded the Open Society Foundations, but has been singled out by Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban as an enemy of the state, and as well he should be. You know, here, you know, this is kind of odd. You know, Jewish people very seldom criticize Jewish people because, well, that's anti-Semitism. Is it? Jew going after a Jew? I think maybe it might be the prelude for the invention of copper wire. Two Jews fighting over a penny. You know, let's stretch the story here. But isn't this fascinating? That the financial people choose this guy to be man of the year. And we know what kind of man he is. Depending on your viewpoint, he's the world's worst scoundrel. He's been funneling every liberal and destructive cause inside this country. He's been helping those poor migrant people coming up to our border. He's helped them. He's sponsored Antifa. He's done many of these things. Meanwhile, the FBI is running around the country saying that they're a good agency, but I haven't seen them do anything about George Soros and his undue influence in this country to bring down our form of government. And wouldn't you say, I mean, seriously, folks, wouldn't you say that that's the objective of George Soros and his actions backing these groups? The FBI doesn't seem to think so. Nothing to see here. We'll just move on with more condemnation of Donald Trump. I can see a day that we don't have any FBI. Can you? Oh, God. Did I just describe Nirvana? There's that Valhalla. Okay, at any rate, we'll take the break. 800-313-9443. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, more deep, dark secrets of the state coming out. Illinois finds Catholic Church hit abuse accusations against 500 more priests. Preliminary findings from the Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan regarding her investigation into abuse at the Catholic churches in the state were released today, revealing that the church's cover-up of child abuse allegations against its clergy went much further than previously revealed. The Attorney General's findings revealed that the state's six Roman Catholic dioceses had withheld the names of another, notice the word, another 500 clergymen accused of misconduct. Local media reports, the report is said to be highly critical of clergy in the state, ripping into them for failing to properly investigate sexual abuse allegations against their fellow clergymen, and in some cases not investigating the claims at all. In the 4 months since the office opened its investigation, the Illinois Diocese have acknowledged that they're aware of the additional 45 previously undisclosed clergy who they deem to be credibly accused of sexually abusing minors. Dioceses in the state had publicly identified only 185 clergy having been credibly accused of sexual abuse. 185 clergy out of six dioceses in one stinking state. That's bad enough. But the new report reveals that more than 500 clergy were subjects of sexual abuse complaints. That means 26% of the total 690 allegations against clergymen were deemed credible. It also means that 74% of the allegations were either not investigated or were investigated but not substantiated. The report also singled out the diocese's failure to notify child welfare workers in the state of the number of allegations. Now, you're expecting the Catholic diocese to blow the whistle on itself to the government agencies. Now, that's not going to happen. Could you imagine ankle bracelets on your Monsignor someplace? Because he's under house arrest because he was diddling little boys? That'd be embarrassing for the church now, wouldn't it? And in this country, folks, if you're found to be a child predator, guess what you get? You get to be put up on a nationwide watch list that anybody can go to. And there you are. If you're a convicted child molester, boom, boom. That follows you everywhere. But not evidently for the Catholic Church. The church failed in its moral obligation. I love how these words are put into these sentences. The epitome of morality is supposedly coming out of Italy, but sitting atop just a mountain load of predatory priests for all of these years. Folks, this is nothing new. I made the bad mistake of loaning somebody a book that was over 100 years old and they never returned it. And it was a Catholic priest over in the United Kingdom over 100 years ago that he resigned from the Catholic diocese because of the predatory practices of priests over 100 years ago. So this isn't like it's something that's cropped up that the Vatican doesn't quite know how to deal with. This has been an ongoing problem that they have covered up and officials of states have covered up for them here in this country and all over the world. Rather than address this, they're still hiding it under their dresses. Wow. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Stay tuned. We must take the man. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive.
till 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.